This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by the brand new head basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School, Jasper Grassa. And Jasper, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, just a little background for our listeners. You've been an assistant coach with the program now for how many years?
For 3 years now. Okay. 3 years.
Under your father, Tom Grassa, who was a longtime head coach and then also was an assistant coach in the program. So, and I guess he's still going to be associated with the program,
right? He'll still be part of the program. He'll step down as an assistant this year while I bump up to the head coach.
All right. Wow. Got to push him out sometime here. You know, one of these days.
You can't get that guy to leave. You can't let him to leave.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, last year's classical team was an exciting team. Yeah. And you guys finished up in the tournament, lost to Brighton. Mm-hmm. But that was a fantastic game. And I thought you guys played way over your head in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought some of the other games, you guys made some great adjustments. And it all started for me when I saw you beat Everett at your place earlier in the year.
Yeah, that game was huge. It built momentum. It was one of the first wins for that group of guys, where they were definitely the underdog beforehand, you know, and they ended up squeezing it out. So that was a huge win for us, huge, that Everett win.
What do you remember about those games? Because I remember talking with you guys after games at times, and you guys were talking a lot about adjustments that you made during games.
Yeah. Not only adjustments like throwing a different defense out there, but adjustments how we play. You know, I remember that Everett game in particular. We took so many chances trying to jump passing lanes, trying to reach on the ball. And in that second half, we really made the switch to, you know, just staying square, staying in front of your guy, boxing out every time. And I felt like that was the biggest thing.
Yeah, and I do remember it. Now it comes back to me now.
Yeah.
They were much bigger, but you guys were getting the boards.
Yeah, I know. We in that second half, we were very scrappy. And Edwin Solis is just – He's like having three guys down there rebounding. He's such a great rebounder. But yeah, every year they'll probably be back this year again with a couple other big guys. We'll be ready though.
No, I'm sure they will be. Yeah. I think you can probably bet on that one.
Yeah,
what about take me through that the Brighton game too. What were your thoughts looking back on that one?
Well, the Brighton game. Oh man, for me it was like I felt like that game was 10 minutes long. You know that game. Yeah, that game. It went by so fast. The energy in the first half was just like, it was almost like a glorified pickup game for the first half. It was just so up and down. But it definitely taught our team a lot. You know, definitely need to get in better shape coming into this season. I felt like the last 5 minutes, we definitely died, which affected our rebound and stuff. But that's another game that shows we can play with anyone.
Now, if I remember right, you guys had some runs. I mean, it was not like a 3-point game the whole time.
Oh,
teams
no.
went up, teams
yeah,
went down.
Absolutely, yeah. In that first half, especially, I think we got up, you know, like 11 or 12 points at one point. You know, we had a couple guys come off the bench. Jonathan Okoja hit a couple huge shots, but in the end, like I said, it came back to us. That's another assistant right there, Simi Anderson.
Okay. All right. We're doing this out at Fry Park, by the way, this interview, Jasper. And they're driving by. They're seeing the interview. And so at least your assistant's is with you.
Yeah, Simi's definitely looking forward to the season as well. He's excited.
I think he's got some traffic behind him, a little upset, though. Oh, my God. He may be a great coach, but I think you better check that license.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a red light ahead of him. He's okay. He's fine.
A great guy. He's a
great
guy.
Absolutely. And who else is coaching with you, by the way? Let's circle back around to that.
So this year, just because it's such short notice, I'm going to keep the same staff. Me and my father will switch spots. Yeah. You know, he'll go to a head assistant. I'll go to head coach. And then next year, you know, I'll look for I know him and Kenny Turner, who's been in the program for years and years with my father. This will probably be their last year.
Yeah.
So I'll look to add off that.
Yeah, I got you. What about the team looking forward here? Who do you have coming back?
We graduated Gilbert Renaya. That's it. You know, he started for us, but we got
nothing against Gilbert.
No,
I'm just kidding you.
He's a great player, but we got some good kids coming back. Definitely looking forward to the season. Absolutely.
Wow! If you have all those guys back, oh my gosh!
Yeah, we could definitely be scary if we get on the same page. You know,
the last thing. Looking at the rest of the league, what do you know? I know, you know, it's early, but you know, you guys are going to be starting practice here in a few days.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a couple of teams that really didn't graduate much. You know, so it's a tough league every year, regardless. But you know, we definitely are looking at it and thinking, you know, we can do something here if we all get on the same page, you know, mature on the court.
All right, Jasper, great seeing you. Congratulations.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Jasper Grassa, head basketball coach, new head basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School here on MSO News Sports.